Hello there, it's David and I'm walking the dog, and today I'm out in Santa Cristina in the town or village, whatever you'd like to call it. And it's a small town, I suppose, really. Some people call it a village, but still. And I've just been and paid some money into an account for my wife for her Pilates classes. And you've been to the bank and put some money into there as well. And there's a bit of wind, so you might get a bit of wind noise from this recording. And my dog's getting very nervous because there's a bicycle coming this way. In fact, there's a big truck coming this way. Oh, she's going to get even more nervous. Anyway, so here we go. I'm walking along by the river. They call it a river. It's not really a river. It's more of a dry riverbed, really. There's nothing much in the way of water going through it. Although we've had some rain recently, so I can see a bit of water going through it. And I'm just looking across at the river now. And keeping my dog still as the lorry goes past. So what I've been up to? Well, mother's gone home and she had a great time here visiting. She was learning how to do things with her iPad. She got the iPad Mini and she loves it to pieces. And she's sitting on the sofa nearly all the time with it and doing stuff. Mostly playing games actually, but she's got it there for a bank and she does other things with it as well. She does some useful stuff too. I showed her a few things, how to move information from one app to another and set up Evernote, and we set up Dropbox, and we had to do a bit of reset up again with her. What else? There's another dog coming this way as well. Better move this way. So we set up a few things. Oh yeah, the Apple ID. She somehow or other got two Apple IDs. And we had to sort of do a bit of pruning to get it all organised, so it all worked together, to make sure that everything was the same on the iPhone as it was on the iPad. But we got it all done in the end, and I think she's okay now. The only thing is, she's got a MacBook at home, and she's going to have to set that up as well, so that also fits in with the Dropbox, 1Password, Evernote, and everything else that we got all sort of working together here. So we might have to move a few things from our older Dropbox account as well, but I don't think she's using it much anyway, so it's not going to be a difficult task. So what I've been doing? Well, I've been buying Bitcoins. Well, Bitcoin is the sort of big thing, and obviously I wish I'd been in a bit sooner and bought it when it was cheaper, but I think I'm still in at a good position with it. Listened to a few Bitcoin podcasts, and they're saying about, they're very upbeat about it, and they're very sort of positive on what sort of a future it's got, and it's looking pretty good. Even though Mt. Gox, which has a funny name really, because Mt. Gox is based upon Magic the Gathering online exchange. So it's a bit of a silly name, but there you go. Anyway, so they're strange sort of name. That's where I bought the first lot from. Well, I've looked at another one today that's based in Germany. I'm going to give that one a try when I buy some Bitcoins next time, because I think the Bitcoins are a bit cheaper from this other one. So that's the thing I've been doing, and I'm going to use it basically as some savings, because I think there's a really good chance that this price of Bitcoin's going to go up. Every time it goes up and crashes and comes back down again and then goes back up again, each time it crashes down at a higher level than it crashed before. And it did go up to around about 200 at one point, or maybe 250. And it came back down again, and it's at around about 100. And the previous crash, it came down to about 35 or 40 or something like that. So basically, that's what we're doing. It's not going to be deflationary. It's going to keep going up in price. And maybe in a year's time, I'll have a nice little stash there. And I'm looking at getting more Bitcoins by selling some of the things that I've got and getting Bitcoins that way, rather than having to actually buy them. I'll sell stuff that I got and convert those into Bitcoin, which I think is quite a good idea. I've got an iMac, 24-inch iMac, and it's going to be for spares or repairs, because the front panel of it, the screen doesn't work, but I think for somebody, for a couple of $100, it'd be just spot on, or a couple of €100, as you say. And that's my plan, really, to see about getting some Bitcoins that way. In fact, I've got other things as well. I've got a microphone that I'm not using much at the moment, a Behringer B2. Might sell that, I think, as well, and the mixer that goes with that. because I've got other ways of recording audio now. I do a lot of recording directly into the iPhone using the microphone and headset that comes with it. And of course, I've got my other new microphone, the microphone that is a giant squid. It's a clip-on microphone, and it's really good quality clip-on microphone. I'm carrying it around with me, and the Zoom H2 recorder as well, so I can always record audio when I need to. Anyway, these Bitcoins, I think it's going to be a good idea. There was a thing actually last week where Dwolla, D-W-O-L-L, they were sort of hit by the regulators in the US and had their account disconnected from Mt. Gox, but it didn't affect the prices on Mt. Gox, so obviously it's getting to a stage now where Bitcoin is of sufficient strength where, you know, things like that are not going to affect it too much. There are going to be some things that happen from time to time that are going to have some effect on it, and there's going to be sort of big price rises and crashes and stuff. And so I'm toying with the idea maybe that, you know, like I'll have some money in one of these exchanges that I'll be able to say, okay, right, well, I'll see that it's just dropped a whole lot. I'll buy some when it's low and then I'll sell it when it's high, sort of thing. But I'm not really sort of doing it for the speculative, well, I suppose speculative in terms of saving, but I'm not doing it in terms of trading because, I think you could lose money that way just as easy as you make money. So. Anyway, so that's the idea with Bitcoin there. And today I've got a day off, so I'm going to see about making some videos. I've got a video to make about AudioBus, which is a way to connect one audio application with another. So I've got BossJock, which I've made an audio boo out of with. And I've got an application called Twisted Wave, which I've also used to record an audio boo. And both those two applications alike. But what you can do is you can send stuff from BossJock into Twisted Wave using AudioBus. And the reason why it's good is because once you've got it there, you can do some editing in Twisted Wave. And also, if you want to, what you can do is you can do some audio effects as it goes through from one application to another. So you can put an effect in between. I don't really have many effects that are going to be suitable at the moment, so I'm looking to see if there's any good ones there that I can get my hands on, especially if I can get them for free. I've got one that's good for putting a guitar through. You can have more than one input, so I could have it so that the whole... In fact, that's the thing, isn't it? If you've got two inputs, then what's going to happen is that both of those inputs are going to get the effect that goes to it. So if you're doing it with a guitar, then... you don't really want to sort of having a guitar effect going on to your voice as well, so. But anyway, my dog's having a great time here on the grass. There's lots of things to sniff and smell and piddle onto. And the joys of being outside. I've got a nice view in front of me of some purple and yellow flowers. It's funny that, isn't it, when you're out and about and you see these flowers. You quite often get the combinations, the... complementary colours working together, purple and yellow. You know, like often you'll see red and green together. And that's nature for you. Anyway, that's long enough for this bit of chat, and I'll talk to you again soon, and we'll have more to say about what I'm going to be doing with other applications I'm working with on my iPad, and also I'm going to be doing some more videos about doing stuff with things on the Mac as well. So if you want to go and have a look at some of my videos, go and find Wizard Gold, that's all one word, on YouTube. That's my tutorials channel. And I've also got another channel there, which is the channel for my vlogging, video blogs. And the video blogs are basically just me chatting about this, that and whatever, a bit like these audio booths really, but with video. So that's enough for now. Bye-bye now, talk to you again soon. Should have said that the other channel on YouTube is called Apple Studio Man, and again, that's all one word. That is, so if you want to have a look and see what I've been doing, my waffling on about stuff on video, then do that. The last one actually I did with my iPhone. I was at the beach by the port, and I recorded a video, and I also did the audio using the giant squid microphone and the Zoom H2, and then I mashed them together. Well, I synchronized them in the Final Cut Pro application on my Mac, which does a really good job of that actually, so you don't have any problems with weird lip syncs. and it just recognises one lot of audio, matches another lot of